James, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back. And okay, so you have this big meeting yesterday, which you usually do on Tuesdays, but you have this big meeting and it's all about housing. And you know me, James, I'm a staunch supporter of our local leadership, particularly since the fires. But 30,000 homes built in 5 years? Some people might ask, what are you smoking over there?
Well,
what are you legally smoking over there?
Exactly. Well, here's the crazy thing, right, Pat, is that this is something we looked to our staff and kind of the wider community and said, hey, what is the actual target? What's the need here in Sonoma County? This is not something that like I threw out or somebody else threw out. And what they do is they actually go through an analysis that they say, you know, basically on affordable units per kind of like our projections and what's needed and what's through this Association of Bay Area Governments is we are basically 11,000 units behind. This is pre-fire on just affordable housing. This is kind of the world where we've gone from for a 30% increase in rent in the past 3 years. You know, people are moving out of the county who can't be here. We have workforce issues because of it. And it's kind of one of these crazy things that we're looking at. And we're saying, okay, so where do we build? Because if we are viscerally protecting our green belts like we need to, and all these beautiful areas that we call Sonoma County, then how do we say it's okay to have a skyline in downtown Santa Rosa, like the mayor said yesterday?
Yeah.
And how do we say on the county complex, how can we be about doing that? And then how can we say around those smart train stations, there should be 5 to 10,000 units up and down the area that services this? Because we got huge issues, workforce issues going on. People can't live here.
Well, there's no question about that. In fact, you know, the story this morning coming out about the contractor who could possibly be fined 10 grand a day for putting his workers up on his property in trailers and things like that. It is a, you know, I understand that it is a fine line that you all are trying to walk in terms of making sure that everybody's safe. Everybody's living in a safe place and has the proper utilities, et cetera. And the reality of so many contractors coming forward and saying, we don't have enough workers to do what it is you want us to do.
Well, and if you think about, do we not have the workers? It's really the fact that we don't have people who can live here anymore and work in Sonoma County. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about even in the burn areas right now that under not like future negotiated items of what we could get square footage down to, but if my friends over in Larkfield Estates are getting a check for $400,000 from their insurance company and they're getting projections that'll say it's $650,000 to build their house.
Yeah.
Above and beyond what they already have to pay back the old mortgage, they're screwed. Right?
Yeah.
These are like the questions that are pushing people who are not, it's yes, it's farm workers. Yes, it's emergency service people. It's EMTs. It's teachers.
It's teachers,
it's other
too.
Things. We have a backlog. If we can't find a place to house teachers in our community, then we fail as a community.
Well, we certainly fail in terms of our long-range future, that's for sure. So the city got together with the county again yesterday, and talk to me, if you would, James, about, you know, the concrete steps that came out of that meeting, so to speak, concrete.
30,000 is kind of this, as you say, it's this blue sky, like, hey, can we do this? But would it be built in this timeline? Would it be just entitled, which means it's the rights around those properties? What would we do? But let's say that, you know, the mayor of Santa Rosa and myself, what we talked about is this kind of blue sky idea that is actually pretty concrete. Like, what if the county took its 26 acres that are totally underutilized, right? Like, it was built in 1956, and it was built for more for parking than for people or place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Huge waste of space. And can we consolidate and with, like, the city look at doing a civic center downtown and consolidating offices and then building a couple thousand units back on our place? Can we look at the airport area, which has a specific plan going through, and say, you know, a lot of landowners out there are saying there's a smart station now. SMART and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission helped us fund this study. And is it appropriate to have 1,000 to 2,000 units out at the airport near a SMART station, right?
Right.
So, like, the key is that when you say, like, 30,000, it's, you know, And is that the right number? I don't know, but we need to have a push goal that, that identifies housing. And furthermore, we need to find a way that allows us to legally get people in who are crucial to our community. Because if in Sonoma County, in certain areas, if you built 100 houses, even if you said they're workforce housing, if there's no deed restriction, 30 to 40% of those could sell as second homes for wine country getaways. And then we build all this housing, and once again, we have people from the outside who have money who come in and buy them. And teachers don't get them, and others. So, you know, it's this really tough thing where you want to be a full free market supporter, but you also have to find where you steer the free market so that it provides community.
Well, one of the suggestions, or one of the possibilities, I should say, with regard to this goal of yours to build 30,000 new homes over 5 years, could be a proposed bond measure that levies a tax on homeowners. And what is your gut feeling about the likelihood of this particular approach?
You know, this was not something that we brought to the table as the county. It's something that one of the council members, Jack Tibbetts, proposed to us yesterday at our meeting. There have been a lot of discussions in Santa Rosa specifically about a housing bond. And what he brought forward is that they would like to look and see if the county would be interested in participating. You know, between the county and the city of Santa Rosa, you bring pretty much about, you know, 60 to 70% of the population of Sonoma County forward and a lot of the land. So would we participate in that? You know, what money from a housing bond would do is go to incentivize the higher risk projects. And that's one of the big issues in our housing market is that, you know, there's always this margin that doesn't allow stuff to get to really get built. So, you know, he was proposing this idea of $200 to $300 million bond, probably off of, you know, percent of property valuation. What I'm really looking at, which is definitely before us, is that we have somewhere in between probably $100 and $600 million coming to us in disaster funding through the Housing and Urban Development. How do we take that money and invest it in the future, not in the past? So first of all, I got to take care of the people who are burnt out because they deserve our utmost attention. But secondly, this is kind of the idea of how do you rebuild and build more, not just rebuild 5,000 units, but build 20 or build 30.
Yeah.
And have them reserved for people who actually contribute to the community.
Well, it's, you know, since October 8th, we've been talking together and we've been obviously leadership has been mulling over the possibilities. And you're right, there are still parts of the equation that are unknown. A lot of that have to do with numbers. How many, you know, how many millions of dollars are we going to lose in property taxes because of the fires? You know, how many people have lost their jobs, et cetera, those kinds of numbers. And that's, I think, since we turned the calendar year to 2018, been one of the things that we as a community have been focused on. At what point do we find out as specifically as we can the impact of the fires on our economic community? What do you say to that? When might that information be available to us?
Well, we do have the information for us as an entity in the county and the other public institutions, right? And we also have support from the governor's budget and our state senators and assembly members to do a backfill for this year to give us $4.5 million out of the governor's budget so that we don't lose for the county the property taxes that were there. They're trying to figure out if they can support things like other things, fire districts and others, so
yeah,
they don't have to, God forbid, lay off firefighters.
Yeah, try doing that right
after
now.
After a fire.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, this is asinine. But on the other side is the real impact that is out there that is being grudgingly worked through is the private sector. Think about how many hundreds of millions of dollars went out of the tourism sector. I hear of local bed and breakfasts and others that came out 500,000 down or a million down.
Yeah.
And the only option they have is to apply for a Small Business Administration loan. That's like at 3% to backfill that. You know, but you know, nobody's there to do that. Think about the fact that that, like in a place like Coffee Park, 40% of the people were renters, and only like 30% of renters had rental insurance. Right? Where did they go? You know, they lost everything.
Yep.
Sure, they could get $32,000 from FEMA in assistance, which is the personal assistance. But no matter what we're finding is that whether it's insurance, FEMA, all these big numbers we're throwing around, everybody's coming out down, right? And that includes us as a government. So, you know, we had at the start of the year $53 million in what's called general fund reserves. And that is what was supposed to be used and is going to be used to be able to weather a disaster. So that we don't go into a natural disaster-based recession.
And most of us would be absolutely over the moon having that kind of a reserve fund, that's for sure. Yeah. And no doubt it will come in handy. In your view, and you're, you know, you're the big guy, you're the chairman of the board now, James, and in your view, what is next? You know, from a pragmatic standpoint, what is next for the Board of Supervisors to do?
So what happened yesterday, I appreciate this, it was focus on full housing. Our next meeting is going to be economy, economic vibrancy and where we need to be at, and watershed. Make sure we don't have what happened up here happen in Montecito happen up here, right?
Yeah.
Third thing is safety net, which is a big discussion. It's coming up third or fourth week, which are healthcare, human services, and potential cuts. How do we deal with that? Fourth is infrastructure, which is really this idea of how do we look at undergrounding utilities? How do we be more resilient with rolling blackout grids? How do we have a better alert system? You know, we're going to get an independent review on this stinking alert system.
Oh, I hope so.
You know, and, you know, and for me, it's like everything has to be on the table to say, this is the new normal. We have to expect that this is not the last fire that's going to hit us. Like Lake County's 3 straight years has burned, right?
Yeah.
We also have, by U.S. Geological Service, a 67% chance of a 6.7 earthquake or above by 2032, you know?
Yep.
We have all these things that are coming. So that is, for me, the absolute focus of this year of us as leaders, as a community coming together, is to say, this is the new normal, and it's not Armageddon, but we got to wrap our heads around it and take ownership.
Well, as always, James, you know I'm going to hold you to it, don't you?
Hey, you know, I didn't do this to pussyfoot around, you know what I mean? I try not to be a politician. That's a 4-letter word in my mind. I grew up here. My kids are growing up, and I refuse to subjugate them to a pessimistic future. So those aren't just brand names. You know, I put my blood and sweat equity into it, and I hope people hold me accountable, because that's why I'm here.
Well, consider it done. Consider that part done. And just on another positive note, after Monday's terrible accident in Santa Rosa, it is a continuous reminder that we still live in a community of heroes. So we have that. We have that constant reminder.
You know, isn't that the coolest thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you give me the chills when you just said that.
It's very true.
We get dug into all these issues, and then we rise up and we say, God, for all that.
You bet I'll jump out of my car and save your life. Yeah. You bet I will.
Yeah.
Just a good thing for us to remember as we slog through the rest of it. Supervisor Gore, thanks so much for being here.
Take care.
I know we'll be talking soon.
All the best.